This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Tuesday, July 19th. God's word for you today is What God Says. Our scripture reading is taken from Ezekiel 37, verse 7. And it says, So I did what God told me to do. I prophesied to the bones. As I was speaking, I heard a loud noise, a rattling sound, and all the bones began to come together and form complete skeletons. I am all for being educated, and I think it is a fantastic thing to use our brains. However, when we see some things, we say to ourselves that we are realists, and we have to say things the way they are. Pastor, are you saying we should not say the truth? If the girl is stupid, should I not tell her she's stupid? Is that what you are saying? Exactly. That is what I am saying. What God is saying to you is, do not call it as you say it. Call it as God sees it. Call it. If you call it as you say it, you are going to make a lot of mistakes. But if you refuse to call it as you see it, and you call it as God sees it, you will have it as God says it will be. Sometimes we say to our children, even though this is what the Bible says, but this is how I say it. Excuse me, what or who do you think you are? Do not call it as you see it. Call it as God sees it, and it will eventually become as you want to see it. A classic example is the 11 spies that God sent to spy out the promised land. 10 of the spies made the mistake of their lives. They came back from seeing the land and they said, Look, Moses, we will give you a balanced report. Yes, we saw the grapes. Yes, it is a land flowing with milk and honey. But there are giants in the land and they want to kill us. In fact, we are like grasshoppers before them. And they went on and on and on. Caleb and Joshua tried to redirect them to what God has said. We are able to take this land, but they insisted that Caleb and Joshua's report was incomplete. There are also giants there, they said. Caleb said, The giants are bred for us. Call it as God sees it. Were there no giants there? What do you expect from a land that is flowing with milk and honey? If you get to a land and you do not see giants there, please do not occupy it. It means the land is useless. Go and find a land that has correct giants and take them on. Numbers 14 verse 28 says, Now tell them this, as surely as I live, declares the Lord, I will do to you the very things I heard you say. Be careful the words that you speak. They are actually prophesying your destiny. Your words are more potent than any prayer anybody can pray over you. Why? It is because your words live with you every day. When you sleep and when you wake, you have to change the words that you are speaking. In fact, say what God says. 2 Kings 7 verse 1 says, Elisha replied, Listen to this message from the Lord. This is what the Lord says. By this time tomorrow in the market of Samaria, 6 quarts of choice flour will cost only 1 piece of silver, and 12 quarts of barley grain will cost only 1 piece of silver. Elisha's message was not based on his analysis of economic indices. 2 Kings 7 verse 2 says, The officer assisting the king said to the man of God, That couldn't happen even if the Lord opened the windows of heaven. But Elisha replied, You will see it happen with your own eyes, but you won't be able to eat any of it. Never let the naysayers have the final say. Every time they counter a prophecy on your life, counter it back. Let us pray. Father, as I speak your word, it will be as you have said, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.